prayer flags in Bhutan. We stood together on a windswept hillside, my son, my daughter, and myself, staring out at a sea of fluttering colors. Hundreds of prayer flags stretched across the slope, snapping and waving in the mountain air. Against the backdrop of the Himalayas, the scene was breathtaking. For a long moment, none of us said a word. The silence was filled with something deeper, a shared sense that this place, these flags, and this moment mattered. One of the hallmarks of Bhutan, the images that stay etched in your memory, is the sight of what are called prayer flags. They are everywhere, stretched across mountain passes, clustered around monasteries, or fluttering in long vertical lines on hillsides. To the Bhutanese, they're not decoration. They're an essential part of life, faith, and community. So how did they get started? Prayer flags, known locally as Lungta, or wind horse, are one of the most recognizable symbols of Bhutanese and Himalayan culture. They originated from Tibet and spread across Bhutan, Nepal, and northern India centuries ago. The flags are deeply rooted in Buddhist philosophy. Each carries mantras, symbols, and prayers intended to spread compassion, peace, and wisdom as the wind blows. The central concept is that the wind activates the prayers, carrying their blessings across the land to all. Prayer flags come in five colors, each carrying its own meaning. Blue for the sky, white for air, red for fire, green for water and the environment, and yellow for earth. Together, they represent the balance of the natural elements. When you stand in front of them, you feel not just the beauty of the colors, but also the deeper message that life is interconnected, fragile, and sacred. And in addition, there are four dignity animals. On each of the corners of the flag are images of what are known as the four dignities. A tiger symbolizing confidence, a snow lion for fearless joy, a dragon for power and strength, and a Garuda, a mythical bird, part eagle and part human, representing wisdom. These animals aren't just symbolic. They are reminders of the qualities that Bhutanese Buddhism encourages people to cultivate in their daily lives. The central idea of prayer flags is simple yet profound. You write prayers or wishes on them, and then you let the wind do the work. As the flags flutter, the prayers are carried outward into the world, not just for you, but for the benefit of all beings. Over time, the flags fade and fray, symbolizing the impermanence of life itself. For me and my kids, these flags had a powerful impact. At first, we simply admired their beauty against the mountain sky. But as we listened and learned, we realized that they embody a way of living. Slowing down, respecting the spiritual forces around us, expressing openly what you hope for, and accepting that you're part of something much larger than yourself. This trip to Bhutan was not planned as a pilgrimage. We didn't come here in search of personal revelations. And yet each of us, my daughter, my son, and I, has had moments that felt exactly like a pilgrimage. Quiet reflections, unexpected emotions, surprising realizations. For my children, it's been a chance to step away from the day-to-day responsibility of raising kids, managing households, and working for a living. For me, it's been a chance to set down the duties and distractions that normally occupy my mind. Together in the stillness of mountains and monasteries, we found the space to breathe, reflect, and even to let tears come. Prayer flags became part of that experience. Watching them move in the wind, it was impossible not to think about our own wishes, our own hopes for one another, and the fleeting but powerful nature of life. Yes, I bought a set of extended prayer flags before leaving Bhutan. I don't yet know where I'll hang them back in the States, but I do know this. Each time I see them fluttering, I will be reminded of the wisdom of the Bhutanese people, the beauty of their traditions, and the power of sending your wishes out into the world on the wind.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.